You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I am Sean Mulroney. And guess what? You know what I'm going to say. You can follow me at I am Sean Mulroney. And if you don't, you're breaking my heart because you're missing out. That's all I can say. You're missing out. And I love all you that do follow me. I mean, you're not my followers. You're my family. You know, you're my encouragers, which I can't wait to bring out our guest. And I'm excited about introducing him here soon because he's been a major constant in my life and encouraging me for the past 3 or 4 years. And I'm just so thankful for people like him and you, and you know, I'm just very thankful. I mean, today I got a great life. I mean, is there ups and downs? Is there challenges? Yes, there is. Because here's what I want to say to you. You know, adversity either makes or breaks you, but the fact is how your attitude is determines whether it's going to make you or break you. So your attitude versus adversity, if you have a bad attitude, when adversity comes, guess what? It will break you. If you have a good attitude, and I'm telling you this, I've had some adversity the last month or so, and it's been up and down. And I'm going to tell you what, attitude is everything. Attitude is, life is an attitude. So what I'm saying to everybody is, listen, adversity is going to come. How your attitude and how you go into it determines everything. So get your attitude in check, you know, because I had to. And adversity, don't let adversity break you. You know, let it build you up. Learn from it. That's what the key to life is. Adversity is going to happen, no doubt. But, you know, as always, you know, the Obesity Revolution podcast is brought to you by the Obesity Revolution. And as well as I want to shout out our sponsor, our platinum level sponsor, the Makeover Master. That's right. I'm giving that shout out to him, Mike Young, who has changed my life. And I can't say enough good about them. And as we, you know, we've done, they've done a ton to help grow our support group, you know, our brand, things that we're doing to help other people that are struggling with obesity. And Mike Young, my mentor, my coach, and I would not be here as far as podcast is concerned, as far as what we're doing with the new website, all that stuff, without the Makeover Master. I'm telling you, that's what he is. He had to lose millions and has just spent and invested tons of money, thousands of dollars, so that we wouldn't. And here's the deal. If you run a business and want more awareness and you want to get out there and get, you know, not just be a tree in the forest, but just come out and show yourself, that's what it's all about. And I've got, you know, great news for you. Because of the Makeover Master, because of our sponsorship with Mike Young and the Makeover Master, I'm able to give you, listen to this, their $997 foundation course at no cost. It's in the show notes. So if you, life, whatever, you're starting a business and people are entrepreneurs, whatever, if you get that course, I went through the course. I paid for the course and it changed my life. And because of the sponsorship with the Makeover Master, I'm giving anybody that, no cost, no strings attached, you get it. And I just want to shout out to Mike Young, the Makeover Master. And I'm going to tell you what, you will not regret it. I promise you, and I promise you again. And Mike, you're awesome. And thanks for what you've done for the Obesity Revolution. Thanks for what you've done for our support group. And thanks what you've done in me to instill that I can do it, that I'm not there. I'm not going there. I am there. So anyways, get that course in the show notes. Reach out out to me, you know, email us, whatever, go to theobesityrevolution.com, join our support group. We're there for you. We're going to be there for you. But remember our four pillars. We want to identify the problem. We want to educate. We want to educate so people can understand what obesity is about. We want to inspire other people to help other people that are obese. And obese community is a big community, and we need to do everything we can to shrink that. And then also what we want to do is we want to execute. And that's what it's about, is that it's one thing to know, it's another thing to execute. So anyways, I want to get into this episode right now. I can't wait to have him in our guest right now. And he is amazing. He is a pro runner. Now, mind you, listen to this. He's a pro runner for Under Armour. Okay. Now, check this out. And he has been running competitively since 2009. He's an Olympic hopeful. Listen to this. This is so cool. I mean, he's awesome. I mean, I love following his journey. I mean, he's known to everybody out there as Speedy E. Okay. And I'm going to introduce him right now. And his name is Ados Abadin. Is that, did I say that right? I see I messed it up again, Ado. See that? Do you?
It's Ibadin. It's Ibadin. All good, right?
Yeah, I want to make sure you had it right. That's all. Hey, man, Speedy E, Ado, Ed, thanks for being on the podcast today. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, you know what? The honor is all mine. You're an Under Armour pro runner sponsored by them. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes.
Jeez. You're an Olympic hopeful.
Yes.
This is so cool. You're on the Obesity Revolution podcast.
Yes. That is very true as well.
See, and he hopes to inspire many people through the lessons he has learned as an athlete. Okay. Now, Ados, listen to me. Speedy E. I love that. Speedy E. Just amazing to what you've been through. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself, if you wouldn't mind. Go into as far back as you want to. Just give us a little bit of a, 30,000 foot view of your life.
All right, cool. So I'm going to just go ahead and start. I am known now as an elite track runner. I started running track in 2009 when I was in 10th grade. And I was fortunate enough to have been able to just progressively climb up each level. So from the high school level to the college level and now to the professional level and hopefully to the Olympics. And I am also a developer and coder. So I majored in college electrical engineering, and I did my master's degree in IT and software engineering. And so I hope to use that as well one day too.
Hmm.
And I'm currently, running for Under Armour as well.
Man, so you're a coder. So what does that entail? Like, what's that mean? Like that you're a coder and you're an engineer. So expound on that a little bit.
Yeah. So basically with coding, it's very broad. It's one of those really broad things that you can do on a computer.
Right.
And basically what you do is you tell the computer a command and the computer there's an output of that command.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do many things with it. You can design websites, design apps, design pieces of hardware that will power pieces of hardware through the software. So it's a bunch of things you can do with coding. And that's really what kind of inspired me to embrace the journey of majoring in engineering and then hopefully, doing some engineering stuff on the side while I still run professionally.
So you don't need just a built for you wireframe website. So if you're going to, a website, if you're, using something, you can actually code. You don't need anything built for you. You can build it.
Yes. So it's funny. I actually did a project not too long ago of a website template, and I was having trouble with it because I knew how to do the code, but there were so many limitations on the thing like a Squarespace or a Nation Builder, and so there's so many limitations through that, but it's like, dang, I know what I'm doing, but this pre-built thing already is kind of limiting the creativity that I have.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you say you could build an app is what you're saying. You could build an app from scratch.
Yes. That's one of my biggest goals is want to one day, you know, eventually build an app. Don't know what the app is going to be, but I hope to one day build an app.
That is so amazing, man. So not only that, successful in that, but being a runner, an athlete. Now, mind you, you've never been overweight a day in your life, correct?
No.
Man, okay. Now, watch this. Here's what I want to pull out real quick, okay? Now, Ed, I call him, but a dose, you know, Speedy. Here's the thing. He's been following my journey for about 3 or 4 years. Am I correct in saying that, Ados?
Yes.
Okay. So there's times when I've been, you know, maybe discouraged or whatever. Now, mind you, think about it. We're on the opposite end of, you know, the spectrum. You know, I'm struggling. I'm fighting obesity. And, you know, Ados is a runner. I mean, an Under Armour sponsored runner, you know, an Olympic hopeful. I mean, this is just amazing. You got to follow everything where you can follow, you know, Ados is going to be in the show notes too. You got to follow him on Instagram, you know, Facebook. But here's the thing. There's been times when, you know, I've been struggling or whatever. And all of a sudden I get a message from Ados and I get a message from you, Ed. And it's like right there, the timing's been perfect. Like, I was like, you know, what's this? You know, here I'm, you know, helping obese people. Here I am here that you accepted me as a human being. And you said, okay, I'm not going to look at, you know, his size. And you didn't judge. And you helped me in a lot of ways. And one message, and I want to pull this out too, Ed, because this is something that I can't help. You wrote me a message, and here's what it said, okay? You said, hey, man, I want to let you know I've been following your journey for a while, since 2016, 2017, and I just listened to your latest pod episode today. And he said, you're really awesome, man. You're changing many lives and also educating people who aren't obese. I love you and everything you're about. I'm sorry you had to endure all this stuff growing up, and it sucks that people judge. I'm forever rooting for you and everyone in the obesity revolution. Man, Ed, that I needed that. I mean, so much. I mean, you don't even understand. What made you said that, you know, I'm not changing many lives, but also educating people who aren't obese. What did you mean by that? Could we pull that out?
Yeah. So, like I said, I've been following your journey now for about 3-4 years. And I forgot what video it was. It was some video I watched like a while ago. And I think it was probably one of the really viral ones that went crazy.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think it was your trainer who... he said he wanted to learn from you. And I was like, that's actually really tough. Like, that's a really good perspective to have.
Yes.
And then I've kind of just been following the journey because obviously, you know, being in the fit athletic community, we often talk about, you know, like weight and different things like that.
Yes.
And everyone thinks it's always just move more and eat less. And
right.
So when I was listening to your story and following your journey, I realized that it's so much more than that. And I was like, yo, this man is really educating a lot of people. And even if it's not a lot of people who aren't obese, like you're definitely reaching people who aren't, including someone like me. And so, like, I learned so much from you just in general, how like the doctors completely disregard overweight people, or how, you know, I knew the whole like judging stuff like that, but just the whole doctor thing was really mind blowing to me. And then even how lymphedema, I had no idea what lymphedema was until I saw your story, and how like frustrating it can be to how it adds weight, water weight, and it makes it more difficult to get around and stuff like that. And then also just I've seen that like it's more of like a obesity is more of like a trauma thing versus just it's not a lack of self-control. And it's very hard, because I tell people this all the time, like it's kind of hard to tell somebody to stop eating because you need to eat to survive. But you can tell someone to stop smoking or stop doing drugs. Right. They might have a little withdrawal symptoms, but no one can't just stop eating.
That's good. That's so good, man. So it's like, yeah, you can't, you have to have food to live.
Right.
And it's like eating the proper food or whatever, whenever you're not educated on it. I mean, what do you know, especially when you go there and then people are doing it and you know this sugar, that just creates more hunger. You know, it's like a trigger. It's going to trigger your body and make you want to, you know, do things. And, you know, simple carbs are going to do the same thing. And so me learning, like I said, what my body, if I knew then what I know now, you know, I wish I would have been educated as a kid, you know, what, you know, you put into your body. But at the same time, genetics plays a big role. Would you agree whether somebody's healthy, somebody hit the genetic lottery, that's never gained, you know, there's people that never had to work out and they got muscles everywhere. What gives on that? You know what I'm saying?
I agree 100%.
Yes.
Genetics definitely plays a big role. It was funny, one of my roommates in college, so he had natural looking abs, and so his abs would just poke out all the time. And so when we would do exercises, I would do the abs better than he would do, but yet he had more definition than I did just naturally. And it's funny because that's when I realized, like, yeah, some of this stuff actually is genetic. And granted, you know, discipline definitely plays a role.
Yes,
sometimes
it does.
Too.
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
I think people often disregard the genetics. And then even like when you're a kid or in high school, you know, people eat whatever they want to, and then eventually sometimes it catches back up to them when they get older.
Yes.
Or some people, they just can eat for days
and
just stay slim forever.
I know.
Whereas some other people can eat not that much and still gain a lot of weight. And I always say, like, everyone ate the same thing, people will still probably be different sizes.
That's so good. And think about this. Speaking of genetics, okay, let's pull this out. We got a runner. Okay, we got me, you know, who's struggling with obesity, which it's my journey. I mean, I'm on this. This is my journey. It's not a, you know, I don't even like to call it a weight loss journey. I call it a weight riddance journey, because whenever you lose something, you want to find it. I want to get rid of it. You know, I want to send it to the thrift store, you know, or the Salvation Army and get rid of it forever, get like trash. And so I'm trying to get rid of this, but you know, there's many, you know, things and hurdles that, you know, somebody says, well, just, you know, lose weight. Now, I don't want to say anything on whatsoever here, okay? Now, you've always been fit. You know, me, on the other hand, because don't you think people look at people that look healthy, people automatically assume that they are healthy. Would you agree with that?
I agree 1,000%. And it's so funny because anytime, like I'm on TikTok a lot, and so there's a lot of people who, you know, are overweight or are obese, and they might do like some dances, and just the comments are just awful. Like, oh,
yeah,
you're not gonna live to see 30, or you're not gonna live to see 25. And I'm
right.
Like, they're just existing, and you're already just tearing them down. Like, it's so horrible.
You're right. I mean, you're like 100% right, because here's when it comes down to that, you know, everybody thinks, okay, here it is. And then there's people because they look unhealthy, but they are healthy. Okay.
Right.
You know, like for instance, automatically a person that sees me would assume that, man, I have bad cholesterol. I have, you know, all this stuff. And granted, are there people that do? Yeah. You know, people that are obese, of course. I mean, is obesity good for anybody? No. I mean, this thing is, you know, being, you know, fat shaming's bad, but at the other side of the spectrum, I don't feel that, okay, you know, body positive. I believe in human positivity. I don't believe in body positive, because I don't care whatever. You're overweight and you're obese or morbidly obese. It's not good for your heart. It's not good for your vessels. It's not good, you know, for anything. It just isn't. Your bones. I mean, it's not. You need to be at a healthy weight and find it out. But however we get to that. Now, here's the thing. I don't want you to say anything right now, and I won't either. Okay. Mm-hmm. If we were asking people, and we're going to right now, okay, everybody out there, okay, who's, do you think, me? Here's what I'm in, over 500 pounds, okay? Highest weight, 687. Ados, okay, Speedy E, is, you know, perfect, in great shape. you know, runs, you know, Olympic hopeful, who would everybody out there, and I want you to think about this, would it be a dose who has high cholesterol, or would it be Sean? Think about this. You that are listening right now, automatically, what are you saying? You're saying Sean. Now, am I right, Ados? People are saying Sean, okay? Now, let me ask you a question real quick. Have you ever had high cholesterol?
Yeah, so there was one time in my life where, I don't know for what it was, but I was eating a lot of eggs and a lot of butter as well. And I went to the doctor, got my blood work done and all that stuff. And they told me that my cholesterol was a little higher than normal. And when I saw that, I was just shocked because obviously I work out a lot. I run all the time. And so when I saw that, I was just surprised. And then I made some changes and it's not high anymore.
See, you made changes. But on the other side here, check this out. My cholesterol has been perfect. I've never been on medication, you know. I've never had, I mean, it's been spot on, okay? My A1C is 5.1. You know, my blood pressure, you know, got checked the other day, was 128 over 70. Never been, but everybody, every time I go in the hospital, they automatically assume, hey, do you take, you know, insulin? You know, are you on this? Or, you know, but if you went into the hospital and they say, they would automatically think, no, you don't have that. But there's people that are your size and in your zone that are diabetic, that do have high cholesterol. It's not just a one size fits all. Just because you're morbidly obese, do you have high cholesterol? There's people on every walk of life that has cholesterol problems, and people that genetics plays that big part in it, like we just said. And isn't that amazing, Ed, that we automatically think and assume? Because that's what we're doing. That's what I want to do, is I want to create this awareness and kill the assumption. Just because you look healthy doesn't mean you are, because, you know, there's athletes, too, that are on the court. You know, how many times have you heard it that an athlete on the court that, you know, passed away and died? And they're in great shape.
Definitely a lot. Yep.
You know, am I right in that?
No, you're absolutely right. There's definitely been cases where athletes will pass out or drop dead on a court or the field. I don't know what cause, but right. There's always been some type of cause for sure.
Well, and that's what we got to do is, like, you know, obese people. What I'm saying today, Ados, is let's give people that are struggling with obesity, let's not cater to them. Let's accommodate them. You know, let's encourage, you know, our side, just like you have done to me. You know, countless times whenever I've been down, bro, you've been a constant for these last 3 or 4 years. And that's why I wanted you on the podcast, because you being that constant to me, I'm like, man, this is what I want to see. And that not only that you being, you know, an Under Armour, you know, runner and a hopeful for the Olympics. I mean, and on this side, because, you know, it's a process, you know, Ados, you know, that to get where you were at as far as running, it was a process, right? You didn't just get out of bed and say, I'm going to be a world-class runner.
Right, exactly. It's definitely a really long process, and it's one that can be unforgiving at times.
you're so right. And, you know, speaking of that, you know, when Brandon, my trainer, started working with me, and he had all the assumptions, okay? He'll tell everybody that. You know, he's never worked with somebody my size. And yeah, we did. He wanted to learn from me. Not only was I going to learn from him, but he's like, I want to learn. And you know what he found out? One of the statements he had said, he goes, in one of our interviews, he says, I just found out that people that have obesity are just a different type of athlete. And that he's like, I train, you know, that's what he trains people to go, you know, to, you know, whether professional baseball, football, or even world-class athletes. That's what he went to college for and did all that stuff. But, you know, this process, you know, how do you become process-oriented to where you're at, to where it could help us, you know, struggling, everybody struggling out there? How do you become process-oriented?
Man, that's a good question. So it's something I'm still learning myself, and it's a journey for me. And I feel like in these past maybe 2 years, I've really been more process-oriented than results-oriented. And I think the best way that's worked for me is to just detach from the results and the outcome. And what I mean by that is, I'm not saying, you know, don't care about the result or don't care about the work you're putting in, but realize that the outcome really isn't as much in your control as you think. You need to put your focus on the execution of what you're trying to do, whether that's lose weight or get better, you know, focus on, you know, eating the right things, focus on the exercise, focus on the doctor or the medical side of things. And really, and this is for everyone in all types of walks of life, whether you're, even if you're in school, you know, focus on what's in front of you, right? You know, being fully present, being fully in the moment. A lot of times everyone is so in the future in their mind when really the present needs you right now. And I say that because, for example, everyone is just such a everyone has destination syndrome. Like, I'll be happy when I get here.
That's good.
I'll be happy when I lose the weight, or I'll be happy when I hit this certain mark. No, it's important that you're happy on the journey, because the journey is the longest part.
Say that again. I'm sorry. You got to say that. That just gave me chills, dude. Say that again. Just go that. Just what you said. Go back to that.
Gotcha. I'll try. We suffer. A lot of people in general suffer from destination syndrome. And by destination syndrome, I mean saying that you'll be happy when you reach a certain destination. Like, for example, I'll be happy when I lose the weight. I'll be happy when I get these certain type of grades. I'll be happy when I get this job. I'll be happy when I hit this mark or make that shot. But in all actuality, this destination only lasts a moment. And that moment is for the destination is always going to change once you reach that destination. So it's important for you to be happy on the journey to wherever you're trying to go.
That was a truth bomb. That just wiped out everything. Destination syndrome. Dude, I love that. We do. We like, man, whenever I get there, I'll be happy when I get to here. No, be happy in the process, right? Is what you're saying. Be happy in the journey. And, you know, life is a process, right, Ados? I mean, seriously. You know, it's the ups and downs. And if we don't embrace the journey and become the where we don't worry about the destination, we'll get there. Am I correct in saying that? We'll get there.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. And I think it's a fear of failure that keeps us from wanting to even embark on that destination in the first place. And a lot of times we play not to lose instead of playing to win. And we oftentimes want to keep our expectations low so we don't get our hopes up.
Brother. Oh my goodness. This is good stuff. Man, this makes me want to, like I said, I'm fired up right now. I mean, you just got me fired up. I mean, I'm like, I'm ready to go run track with you right now. Let's do it. I mean,
hey, you're always welcome.
Well, I tell you what, I want to get there. I mean, I'm going to get there. You know what I'm saying? And right, what you just said, I'm not going to worry about the, and I've had to do that, but you brought it out that, you know what, it's not, you know, I'm going to be happy when I get to. Why not be happy in the moment? Why not trust the process? Brother, that's good, which leads me right here. How about like diet culture, you know, in athletics, you know, where, you know, now we have people that are just so worked on being a certain size, and that, you know, hey, if, you know, like women, if they're not a size zero, you know, it's like or this or, you know, here it is. And people even make themselves sick, you know, in order to achieve that. What about that? What's your thoughts on, you know, I hate the word diet. You know, I'd rather call it a live it, you know, or I'd rather call, you know, healthy lifestyle, because it was me in the process, because I had to cut diet out of my vocabulary, because I've been on 1,000 diets and the first three letters of diet is die. And that's what you're proven to do. You're going to die, you know, not doing it. You're not going to finish through it, because that's what the diet industry is there to be put there, so that we keep them rich by going back and filling our diet. So what's your thoughts on the culture, you know, of the diet culture, you know, especially in athletics?
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.